German press publish article attacking late queen for not stopping Brexit during her state funeral. By Peter Cattell on September 19, 2022. A major German publication published an article attacking the late Queen Elizabeth II for not stopping Brexit during the monarch's funeral. Der Spiegel, a major political magazine in Germany, posted an op-ed article on Monday attacking the Queen for not taking action to stop Britain from leaving the European Union. Penned by Nicolas Blom, who is listed by the publication as being the head of the politics department at media conglomerate RTL and free-to-air TV channel NTV. The article is listed as being published at 12:11 p.m. German time, when the Queen's state funeral service had only just begun. Titled Where the Queen Failed, the article accuses the Queen of having broke her duty to the United Kingdom by failing to step in to prevent Britain from leaving the European Union. The Mord tweets nihil nisi bene, says the educated middle class. You don't say anything bad about the dead, Blom wrote. But one thing has to be said, the Queen could have prevented Brexit. But she didn't do it. The Queen began with Winston Churchill, the character of the century, and ended with Boris Johnson, the lying joker, the pundit continued. If she had prevented Brexit, she would have been spared at least this penalty. The German journalist goes on to say that the Queen's failure to interfere in the referendum has made it more likely that the United Kingdom will break up over the coming years and decades, implying that young people could resent the monarch for allowing democracy to take place in Britain. Today it is said that the country's youth, who have to pay for Brexit, are turning their backs on the crown, Blom said. According to a survey, only 33% of 18 to 24-year-olds support the monarchy. Does that surprise anyone? It may be irreverent to ask this question at the open grave, but that doesn't make it go away, he went on to write. In any case, the breakup of the UK is more likely after Brexit than before. While publishing an article attacking the legacy of Queen Elizabeth II during the monarch's funeral will likely strike many, especially in Britain, as being extremely crass, the content of the article is not particularly surprising considering both the rampant Europhilia and anti-democratic sentiment amongst the German political elite. The country's ruling leftist coalition has openly stated that it aims to push toward the creation of a federal EU superstate, with the so-called traffic light coalition government being accused of pushing towards the establishment of a United States of Europe. Meanwhile, those who dissent from establishment positions on issues like immigration and European integration have been routinely attacked by both the German state and media, with the country going so far as to put one populist party in the country under state surveillance. The legacy of political mismanagement in Germany has only added to the political calls for dissenting voices to be silenced or sidelined, with many big wigs in the country expressing fears that the right in the country could soon gain popularity should people be left unable to properly heat their homes as a result of energy shortages in the country. One state official branded would-be dissenters within the general public as enemies of the state, and others have said that Germany could see mass protests, riots and street fighting as a result of financial and social hardship this winter. This is all despite the country still remaining a member of the European Union, the leadership of which has also failed to produce any real solutions that could prevent shortages across the transnational bloc. Follow Peter Cattell on Twitter, at Peter_Cattell. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.